Environment Canada has added the term smoke in their forecasts across the maritime. Meteorologist Bob Robichaud says smoke from wildfires in Western Canada has made its way to this part of the country. He says the smoke is highly visible on their satellite equipment, and most people in Cape Breton should be able to see it with the naked eye.
So we use smoke in the forecast whenever there are significant amounts of smoke in terms of when I talk about significant, something that is either visible or something that we can detect either by smell or some of our air quality sensors. So today, the weather pattern that we see is basically bringing air from the west over the southern part of the Maritimes. It was over the kind of the central northern part of the Maritimes yesterday, and is kind of sinking southward. So right now, over much of Nova Scotia, so not just Cape Breton, we are seeing smoke. We can actually see it on the visible satellite imagery. That's why we added it in the forecast, because people are probably going to notice it. They may not know exactly that it is smoke, but because some of the concentrations are higher in the upper levels of the atmosphere, you may not be able to smell it, but it's certainly detectable by our air quality sensors, and certainly present in the upper levels of the atmosphere.
Robichaud says the smoke isn't heavy enough yet to add an alert in the forecast, but it may be possible in the coming weeks.
When we see smoke concentrations getting towards kind of a higher risk range, we would actually issue air quality warning. So an alert would go out advising of that. The presence of smoke in the actual forecast is kind of a heads up that, hey, there's smoke out there, and then we are monitoring it on essentially an hourly basis. And if it does get to those levels, then certainly there are some precautions to take. But, the people at risk include younger children, people over 65, and, as you mentioned, those with underlying health conditions. We're not at that point yet where there is into the high risk category right now.
Robichaud says the smoke is moving south and it should clear out of the region by this evening. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.